Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Exodus 40, 32 and 33 says, "When they went up to the tent of meeting, and when they approached the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. And he erected the court around the tabernacle and the altar and set up the screen of the gate of the court. So Moses finished the work." I like that line. So Moses finished the work. I hope that one day, whenever I leave this planet, I have finished my work. It's not that I'm abandoning my work. It's not that I'm leaving my work, that I finish my work. There are so many times in life where I like to say, it is finished. So many times in life where I realize it's never going to be finished. But in this case, Moses got to see something and he finished it. For many years, my dad had a sign up that just said, finish it. He saw it daily from his desk. He would look over and see it posted on the wall right above the door that he came in. He often said that starting things was simple and that the absolute joy in life was finishing something. When we start projects, we're often motivated by hopes and dreams. As these hopes and dreams become struggles, we lose focus on what could happen. And if we remain steadfast, and we don't get distracted in the battle, we can continue to see God do the impossible. In the Bible, those who chose to look towards the finish and plow through all the discouragement of details end up being mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. These are the Hall of Fame of Faith people. Those who give in to the discouragement of details get lost in history and are often a side note or forgotten. What work has God given you to do? Do you still know the purpose of doing what you do? Are you discouraged because of the many details that get in the way? Oh, and there are details. Satan knows how to distract. He can distract you in many ways. He can distract you by what people say, by what they do, by the lack of finances. He can discourage you by the health conditions that you have. But if you keep your eye on the finish line and keep going, you keep your eye on the fact that God is using you and that he will equip you to do the job no matter what condition you're in. If you have faith in what God is doing, not in what you're doing, not in your abilities, but in what he can do, he can still part Red Seas if he needs to. He can still have the walls of Jericho fall down. He can still do the impossible. All he wants us to do is walk with him and obey him. And that's something each of us can do today. My dad died eventually of a heart attack, right under the sign, finish it. I think it was a symbol to me to continue my life and finish it. I hope you do the same. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.